The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I have deep appreciation for people of character, integrity, and people who stand for their convictions without compromise. Those people are rare in Hollywood. Well, they're rare anywhere, but especially in Hollywood. Now, I'm not putting this guy up on a throne. I don't know a whole lot about him. I don't know a whole lot about his personal life. But I am gaining more and more respect for the actor Terry Crews. He is the host of America's Got Talent. This news release also says that he's the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I didn't know that. But anyway, I had never heard of him until America's Got Talent. Joy and I watch it occasionally. We usually record it so we could scroll past the junk. Other than that, you know, we enjoy watching it. And I had never heard of Terry Crews before America's Got Talent. And the only thing I knew about him then was he was the host of America's Got Talent. I didn't know anything about his career, didn't know anything about his personal life. As I learn a little more about him, I'm gaining a great deal of respect. Evidently, he has presented himself as a Christian. It certainly seems like he is because of some of the stands he has taken recently. He was very public in his criticism of the Black Lives Matter movement. Not the sentiment. Not the sentiment, but the movement. And he basically said, hey, listen, we got to get away from superiority in race, whether it's black, white, all lives matter. And he said, hey, well, anyway. Took a very strong stand on that and received enormous criticism. I mean, enormous criticism. People on the left came out of the woodwork condemning him, calling him a sellout. And I don't know that the word Uncle Tom was used, but it was certainly the sentiment. But he didn't back down. He went on CNN. He went on some of the late night programs and said, hey, listen, if we're going to have unity, then we've got to reject these radical groups. And anyway, it was tough for him in Hollywood to take that stand when the liberal left is almost completely in control of the Hollywood entertainment industry. So good for him. Now here's the latest. He has come out publicly, and he is encouraging the defund Pornhub movement. Now, Pornhub evidently is one of the largest pornography websites in the world. And there is a movement to defund Pornhub, to have it removed, and to oppose what it is doing. In reading through this news release, the reason why he is so strongly against pornography and Pornhub, it destroyed his marriage. Quote, in 2016, Terry Crews posted a video to Facebook acknowledging a past addiction to pornography and explained that it resulted in the end of his marriage to Rebecca King Crews. Quote, it changes the way you think about people. People become objects. It affected everything. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell my friends. Nobody knew. But the internet allowed that little secret to just stay and grow. It was something that my wife was literally like, I don't know you anymore, and I am out of here. So he has joined this movement to an online petition to shut down the Pornhub site, and the online petition, let's see, I'm trying to see where that is. Exodus Cry is the organization calling for Pornhub to be shut down. The online petition has gained more than 1.5 million signatures. Quote, Pornhub, the world's largest and most popular porn site, has been repeatedly caught enabling, hosting, and profiting from videos of child rape, sex trafficking, and other forms of non-consensual content exploiting women and minors. We're calling for Pornhub to be shut down and its executives held accountable for these crimes. The petition cites multiple examples of Pornhub allegedly being connected to sex trafficking, including the posting of videos of an abducted minor being sexually assaulted, and then it goes into the details. I'm not going to read that. So anyway, Terry Crews has become a participant in the campaign to shut down Pornhub, and obviously the phrase defund Pornhub is in response to the defund police, and not only to shut down the website, but to hold the executives legally accountable for crimes, evidently. So again, I don't know a whole lot about him, but the more I hear, the more I learn, the more respect I have for someone in Hollywood that will stand for things that are right. Good for him. And then there's this story. I started to say I can't believe it, but I can because it's New York. Did you see the videos of the police officers, what was it, yesterday or the day before, that were attacked by a mob? It was on a bridge in New York, and a group of police officers were attacked. These are police officers, attacked. Some of them were hurt, a couple of them seriously. One of them that was hurt was New York Police Department Chief Terrence Monahan. If you saw the video, they were bloody. Blood was going all over everywhere. Well, they were able to arrest the man who punched the chief of police in New York City. Punched him. Bloodied his face. Attacked a police officer. The man's name, Coran Campbell. Interesting name, Coran. Coran Campbell, 25 years old. Yep. He was arrested. He was arraigned on assault charges and released. No, he didn't even have to post bail. No. Here's a man, 25 years old, attacks and hurts and wounds not only a police officer, but the chief of police of New York City. He's arrested, he's arraigned, and he is released. And he didn't even have to pay one penny of bail. Yes, that's your law and order mayor and his directives in New York City. Folks, things are going to get really, really, really bad, sadly, in these large metropolitan areas ruled by the far liberal left. Things are really bad already. Things are going to get worse. And many, many people are going to suffer because of it. We can only hope that by the time we get to the election in November, that people will exercise at least a little bit of common sense. We can only hope and pray. All right, you're listening to Bobberty Live. We'll be back in just a moment.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I'm telling you, folks, there is a movement afoot to divide us. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Whether it's division theologically, racially, culturally, economically, don't let them get away with it. I was just thinking earlier today, all of the I'm not talking about genuine protest. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the riots. And by the way, those are continuing in Portland, Oregon to this day. 6 weeks straight, every single night, there have been riots in Portland, Oregon. Check it out. It's unbelievable. So I'm not talking about peaceful protests. I'm talking about the riots, the looting, and so forth. Had nothing to do with George Floyd. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. If you study the history of the militants on the left, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Black Nationalist Movement, the Pan-African movement, if you study them, you will understand that they have been waiting in the wings, waiting, 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 waiting for something like George Floyd to happen. They were just waiting, salivating for something like that to happen. One single egregious, horrific assault on a black man by a white police officer. They were just waiting. And when it happened, all hell is broken loose. They were waiting for it. They were looking, waiting, anticipating that something like that would happen sooner or later. And they were willing to wait it out. And then it happened, and they came out of the woodwork. And now they are pushing this agenda to divide us. And it's everywhere. Listen to this. Teen Vogue. Somebody gave me this article this morning, and I thought, no, come on. But I checked it out. Teen Vogue headline, sleep is systematically racist. Sleep. Yeah, sleep is racist. Yeah, Teen Vogue writes of two people, Fanny Sosa and Neville Acosta, who created, quote, black power naps. And I'm going to run out of time here, but here is what they're saying. Well, in fact, let me give you a quote. We're dealing with an inheritance of sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation was a deliberate tactic of slave owners to basically make the mind feeble. The same tactic has only evolved. They are actually making the point in Teen Vogue that because slave owners deprive the slaves of sleep to control them, that sleep deprivation has been inherited by black people today. It's inherited, sleep deprivation. from 150 years ago, this racist sleep deprivation has been handed down from generation to generation, and it all goes back to slavery. No, again, I am not making this up. This is Teen Vogue magazine. And so what is the solution? Reparations. But in this case, it's not money, it's sleep. They're saying that black people should be given more time off from work as sleep reparations. No, this is not satire. They actually mean this. That black people should be given more breaks, more time off, more opportunities to sleep as an act of reparation to make up for the sleep deprivation of slaves 150 years ago. So even sleep is now, quote, systematically racist. Oh, and by the way, the protesters are experiencing burnout. And they need extra sleep as well because they've been out protesting all night long and looting and stealing and stuff. And that's tiring. And so they, it's insane. What's not insane is Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been undergoing chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer, and she's been receiving chemotherapy since May. My question, why haven't we known this? A reoccurrence of liver cancer, and she's been receiving regular chemotherapy treatment since May. She said, I have often said I would remain a member of the court as long as I can do the full steam job. I remain fully able to do that. She has been hospitalized repeatedly over the last 2 or 3 years. She has had 4 different kinds of cancer in the last 6 years, I think. It is clear the next inhabitant of the White House will appoint a successor to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Elections have consequences, folks. And by the way, we should pray for her, and I mean that sincerely. She is my least favorite Supreme Court justice, but we should pray for her. All right, we'll return.